So I'm here with Dr. Lee Smithy, one of ICNT's academic advisors. And so I'm wondering, it's been a while since you've been to FSI, and I'm wondering what you're looking forward to this week. And I know you just received tenure, congratulations, and you just are going to release a book. So maybe tell us a little bit about that as well.
Okay. Well, it's great to be here. This is actually my inaugural FSI. So really happy to be here. I think anytime we come together in an event like this, being able to compare notes, being able to see the connections across our work, whether it's academic work or whether it's practical work. And one of the reasons I'm excited to be here is to get out of the academic bubble a little bit, so to speak. I mean, I know we're trying to bring theory and analysis to bear on these sort of global experiences of nonviolent civil resistance, but it's also really great to be in a room full of people who are on the ground in any number of countries working through really critical and dynamic issues of civil resistance. And so I'm looking forward to learning a lot from everybody who's here. I get to do part of a workshop on backfire, or what Lester Kurtz and I have been calling the paradox of repression. And so I'm looking forward to feedback and ideas and criticism of that idea, which will hopefully feed into a book project that we're working on that topic, in partnership with ICNC, in fact. You were also, while we're on the topic, you were asking about the book that I've
got your book coming out.
Which is a different book from the one I'm working on with Lester Kurtz. It's called Unionist, Loyalist, and Conflict Transformation in Northern Ireland.
Wow.
It'll be out later in the summer, I think in August, with Oxford University Press. It's looking at Protestant, Unionist, and Loyalist communities in Northern Ireland, and looking at how they can become increasingly involved in the peace process in Northern Ireland, not just at a political level, but at a grassroots and cultural level. Because one of the challenges of coming out of a long, intractable conflict is figuring out how to bridge those social, psychological, and cultural divides that have built up over such a long time. And basically what I've been trying to do is look at how various unionist and loyalist organizations have been tapping into their own culture and their own histories to find resources for becoming more confident politically and in being able to cross that Protestant, Catholic, nationalist, unionist, ethno-political divide.
Great, great. Well, Lee, I'm glad you're here. You've made it, finally. I look forward to your module. I look forward to learning more about your book and more about your work, and I hope you have a good time this week.
Good to see you. Cool.